Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are now into hour number three. Aaron Dice is going to pop in and talk about the enforcer for the Pillsbury Skull and Bones minionship of the New World Order. I'm talking about Herman Cain. Also, it's pretty big news that Jesse Ventura announced here he would like to run as the VP with Ron Paul. That's a pretty big deal, pretty newsworthy. That article's up at Infowars.com. Former governor calls for Paul Ventura ticket. I'm going to get into that. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour. But right now, let's continue with your ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Reverend Bruce in New York. Come on down, Reverend.
God bless you, my wonderful radio personality. I still keep you in prayer for safety.
Well, thank you. I need those prayers. I covet them.
All right. I just have a couple of questions and a couple of comments, and I'll be brief. The first thing is, are you thinking about or even considering that whenever the Bilderbergs are in town or close by, like neighboring Canada or somewhere here, that you get a bus together and get some folks like me and other people to come with you to rally in front of those meetings?
That's a good idea if we had the money. We do have an RV now, but it didn't really set up like a bus. The problem is I spend all my time trying to raise the money to pay for this operation. Then I don't have any time to actually go on the trips themselves, but I'm working on at least every 2 months going to three or four cities, A, because I want to meet people and get the word out that way, and B, I never get out of Austin. So we're working on that right now. And, yes, if I can get into Canada, because they are set to – every 4 years it's in North America, but they split it. It'll be in Canada 1 year every 4 years. It's only in the U.S., to be technical, every 8 years. And 4 years ago when Obama was being selected, or 3.5 years ago, it was in Virginia, in Chantilly, and I was there. So if it's in Canada, I am going to have to probably not even announce I'm going, and then probably try to get in on the west side of Canada, even though the east side's where they'll meet, because I've confirmed in the French Canada, I'm in the computer banned, and I've learned that if you get banned there federally, that they'll still let you in on the west side. It's very weird. I'm told it's more English style. I'm not bashing the French. I'm not a francophobe like a lot of people, but, I mean, they are famous in France and in other French protectorates of just being really mean at customs. And I am in their database and do not want to experience 15 hours of being cussed out again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if you were to get a bus, people would pay. You know, like you got a bus trip. You know, it's good. People can get buses, get a bus trip, pay for their own tickets, their own way, and meet you there. I mean, it's something to think about.
No, I agree. Listen, I tried it. This year we said march on Bilderberg, and I'm told about 500 people showed up, and they did St. Moritz, that was in the middle of nowhere, you know, in the fog-shrouded Alps, windy roads, 3 hours from any big town, and over the couple of days, more like 1,000 showed up, and I had my crew there. So, yes, if it's in a more populated area, you bet your bottom dollar that we, but they're listening. You know that. Soon they'll have their meetings in Antarctica. Anything else?
Okay, my next thing, my comment is this. Have you considered about, because it's hard to get through to you on the phone, having like a live Twitter, people could tweet you questions, or even on your own web page have a live tweet so you can answer questions from live tweets?
You know what? We're talking about doing a mailbag segment from emails and tweets every night on the news, nightly news, and here. But I would have to be organized then, and then I'm not very organized. Not my crew's fault, mainly my fault. And I have done live chats before. I post a tweet, 20 people comment in like a minute. So even if I do that, it'd be hard to answer the questions. But I tell you what, Twitter me some questions right now at RealAlexJones / no, it's Twitter.com / Alex Jones. All right, thank you. Whatever. Twitter.com / RealAlexJones. What did I say?
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got a lot of breaking news. I'm going to break down on Herman Cain. We're going to have Aaron Deisinger give you a boil down on him at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to get into former Governor Jesse Ventura calls for Paul Ventura ticket. And he agreed with me that if Ron Paul doesn't win, which he has a really good chance of doing, despite all the hoaxing and skullduggery and scams that are going on, the tomfoolery, that if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, and we'll know that in 4 months, we'll know that well before the Texas primary in March. We'll know by March, so 4 or 5 months from now. It'll be really clear in 3 or 4 months. I mean, if he's a shoe-in, it'll be a real fight from that point on. But to stay in the game, to keep real issues in there, to force his way into the debate, which scares the establishment to death between Obama and Mitt Romney or whoever gets up there, or Herman Cain. Can you imagine Ron Paul up there? He's got to do it. It is his responsibility. And I want to make it clear. Ron Paul is not allowed to ride off into the sunset despite all his hard work if he loses this and then he goes off to be the kind of the omnibusman or the honorable Gandalf type advisor to the liberty movement. We need him to go in through and beyond and go into that debate. go into that general election. And I am saying draft him now. Now, this gets misunderstood. This gets spun. I saw articles last night and emails I got going, Alex Jones is saying Ron Paul should drop out of the Republican Party and should run as Libertarian. That is not what I'm saying. That is, repeat, not what I'm saying. Jesse Ventura is so sick of the two parties and was able to beat them in Minnesota, which was a real upset back in 98, as you know, that he's in love with the idea of Alex, the two parties. It's a two-party dictatorship, Alex. And I see his point. But to use the apparatus of the Republican Party, the primary system, Ron Paul's doing the right thing. I mean, if there was a guy running as a Democrat like Ron Paul, I'd be a Democrat supporting him. Yes, the parties are a joke at the federal level with anybody else but Ron Paul and a few others, but he's a real guy. So stay in, try to win. He would be the front runner of the running all these dirty tricks. We can take out the other two candidates politically with the issues we have. Look at Perry already falling behind. Up comes Herman Cain. What did Perry do? Perry tried to become a Ron Paul clone, blew up in his face, even worse. Because not only was he not a Ron Paul, but he was the opposite. Now, Perry could come back again. He's kind of out of the spotlight now because of the trouncing and the open borders promotion and the carbon taxes and the Al Gore and Hillary care loving. All of that hurting bad. But we have all that on Mitt Romney as well. That's how bad these guys are. Of course they're globalist. I mean, who is the media promoting? So now they're sending in a Herman Cain to imitate Ron Paul. Now, he doesn't have as much dirt as McCain, you know, did 4 years ago, as somebody like a Mitt Romney today, or a Rudolph Giuliani. I mean, those guys are all jokes from the past, or a Newt Gingrich. But he's still bad news, and that's coming up after some calls. Regardless, though, here's what I'm saying. If Ron Paul doesn't get that nomination, I will guarantee you he can form the Liberty Party. Or if he wanted to, if the Libertarians have it chosen there. Hey, look up when they have the Libertarian Presidential Caucus, when they have that big event and pick the presidential candidate with their delegates. Look up when they did that in 2008 for me. When did the Libertarians choose Bob Barr? Because I meant to look that up last night. The point is, I know it comes later than the beginning of the general primaries and caucuses. So if it isn't looking good for Ron Paul in March, and he starts to go into these other states, and they're announcing in Texas, Ron Paul only got 20% of the votes, which it's a fraud if that happens. This guy is elected by the biggest margin of anybody in Congress from Texas. It's 80-something percent. In the old days, it was 60-something. He got, I think it was 81%, some ridiculous number. If it wasn't the time before. If he doesn't win and smash Rick Perry, the last two times, has not gotten elected in a two-way race. He has to have three ways to win. A split, bifurcated, or I guess the word you'd use is, the point is, he can't win that way. Rick Perry. So I expect if there's not massive election fraud for Ron Paul to be a major contender. But we know there's going to be the fraud. So we stay in the game by bringing up the real issues. He runs as a Libertarian, or if they don't want him, or that's already chosen, as the new Liberty Party. And Ron Paul gives him a big run to add real issues and to represent America and our constitutional ideas. That's what I want. I'm going to be putting articles out the next week or so at InfoWars.com, PrisonBlind.com, promoting that. We need to stay focused now on the Republican primaries. But we need to increase our financial giving and spreading the word, but also getting the idea going that, hey, if Ron Paul doesn't even win this primary, or if he starts losing, doesn't matter. We're going to get him to run as a third party. That way everybody doesn't get dejected and freaked out. If he doesn't win, everybody's ready to go to Plan B, which is Operation Inject the Truth. Now, obviously, Ron Paul can't come out and do this now, or they'll say, you're not even really a Republican. Why are you even up here? Which they've already tried to do. They tried to keep him out of debates last time and this time, saying he's not a Republican. You're not pro-war and pro-torture, and you don't want to bankrupt the country. You're actually like a founding father in your positions. You're not fit to be one of us, scum. You're too good to be one of us. Well, you're not a Skull and Bones minion like Herman Cain. Get out of here. So he'll have to wait, but we should start building that idea now so that if Ron Paul chooses, that happens. Or some other candidate at that time gets ready to jump in. We're still a year and a half out or a little less from the election. Did you guys find out when they selected the Libertarians, their last presidential candidate, Bob Barr? That's weird. Just look at the Libertarian Party website when they have all their caucus. July 3rd to 7th. Wow, that gives us a long time then if Ron Paul doesn't win in these primaries. There you go. That's what I thought. I thought it was in the summer. So there you go. He doesn't win the big states in March. He just activates the Liberty Committee, activates all that money. The money will pour in, and we're off to the races, and he can make what we saw happen with Ross Perot look like nothing. I'm telling you, that's where we need to go with this. I normally stay out of Ron Paul's business and just support him, but, you know, you've heard me on air telling him, you got to run. You heard me tell Rand Paul. I told Rand Paul privately, I said, you're going to win, buddy boy. He's like, I don't know. At least we'll be able to bring up real issues. And I said, no, you build it, they will come. And it took some arm twisting by myself and many others. Yeah, there it is. The Libertarian National Convention is scheduled to be held in Las Vegas, May 4th and 6th. They moved it back a month earlier. So let me see, March, April, May. So we got 2 months there. No problemo. Ron Paul in March or even April, if he's not clearly going to win those primaries, they're all, boom, he jumps out. And I think that's already going on because he already announced he's going to retire from the House. So they can't give him this thing of, well, then you can't be a Republican to run on the Republican ticket in the state of Texas to use that apparatus to win. So he knows. So he can just say, well, fine, I'm now switching to independent Libertarian in my last year here in the House. And boom, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. We hope he gets the Republican nomination, but we don't give up if he doesn't. The real expert on this is Richard Reeves. He's been a delegate and everything else and a grassroots fighter. Hey, in fact, I want him in the last 5 minutes of the show today to give me his take on this. I haven't even brought this up to him yet. I've been thinking about it for months, but now we're getting into the zone here. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to your calls here. Who's up next? CJ in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. I got some interesting news here from Michigan. 2 weeks ago, Tuesday before last, we had Kurt Haskell on the nightly news. And strange and rare thing happened just before he came on. In Monroe, Michigan, there was a car bomb that went off. Now, what's really strange is Monroe, Michigan is a stone throws away from Taylor, Michigan, which Mr. Haskell has offices there. And then the car bomb went off in a lawyer's car, a Mr. Eric Chappell.
I remember the car bombing right around the time he came on here as well. I know he's been talking about the fake trial and the underwear bomber's own lawyers who he's fired. And the standby lawyers as well have told Haskell that it's basically an inside operation, and they think it's a setup, and that Natal has been threatened or something, which is standard. And yeah, I saw that it was a lawyer's car. Are you saying they might have blown up the wrong guy's car? Because let me tell you, if they're going to kill anybody, it's Kurt Haskell.
I Googled both their names together, and they come up on a court docket, which is, you know, like the schedule. So obviously they frequent the same places. They're real close in proximity. Listen, I believe in coincidences, but I don't believe in three coincidences. Okay, it's very rare, first of all, in the U.S. to have a car bomb. And then it's a lawyer's car, then it's 20 miles away from a guy that's saying, you know, this, he's got evidence that the U.S. may be complicit in the...
You know, I forget the details because it got almost no attention. And when it's an inside job, as I said the day it happened, you don't see a lot of coverage. If this had been something that they were staging, like the Times Square thing, it'd be hyperventilating for 6 weeks. You know what? Write up your points and send it to showtips@infowars.com, and I'll run it by Kurt Haskell. Maybe, in fact, send it right now, and then I won't forget to get it, and then I'll maybe call Haskell up and try to get him on the show tomorrow and get his view on that. Because that is really creepy. Anything else, CJ?
No, that's it. I mean, to this point, I'd like
Listen. We'll stay there. Stay there. I want you to finish up.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Fine here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Richard Reeves is not in the office right now, but he will be popping in via Skype from one of our other hidden locations in the last 5 minutes of the show today. He's actually here in the office. I want to do a Skype test when we go on the road. I don't usually misspeak. I'm like, he's not in the office. He's not going to be in this office. He's going to be back there in the corner office doing a Skype test. So instead of being in studio, we'll just have him over Skype from the other side of the building. testing it out for when I'm on the road with our new little Skype box, a little laptop we got. So we'll see how that looks. Or are we going to plug in an outside better camera when I'm on the road? That's another issue. Because the camera we have in here looks a lot better than just using a laptop camera. Have we thought about that? Okay, side issue, doesn't matter. I want to get to Otter and Gary and Bill and others that are holding. But CJ, finishing up your point.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my two cents or suggestion on the InfoWar. You know, so many things happen locally that it doesn't hit the national radar. Is there, you know, I could email you or call your office phone, but you probably get so many that it's hard to get something hot. And
no, it's just information overload, and I've got nothing but pure work. I mean, last night my wife calls up and says, can you come to dinner at 7? And I said, maybe. Then she called up at 7. She said, you're not here. And I said, no, I'm doing the show live. Sometimes I do it tape. Sometimes I do it live. I said, I'm doing Nightly News live. I got behind. It's live. And I'm like, I got to go on TV. And then it becomes a whole issue of just having no life. So, no, just send us emails. We catch most of it. I appreciate your call. Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you are a maverick and you do the state of Texas proud. Wanted to talk about two points, if you don't mind. First is chemtrails. You are on that issue on your documentation because they are blasting us over Yosemite right now. It's horrible. People can't breathe. People are getting sick. It's a real, real deal.
No, they admit it's killing the plants, too. And they were back in the news today admitting that government is geoengineering. And I saw a natural news story yesterday where people are now in Hawaii filing suit over it. But there's no doubt the aluminum level's going up and they're killing us. Meanwhile, they've got all the environmentalists scared of carbon dioxide.
Twisted. But you're doing everyone proud to, you know, keep sharing the truth. The other thing is basically my plan to save our country.
Okay.
The Republic. And it's not my plan, it was JFK's plan, which was Executive Order 11110. And he wrote that it backed U.S. Treasury, not Federal Reserve, with silver certificates. And I believe that's why Kennedy was assassinated. And all of the debt has been created since that day. And it's, as you know, a way to control us, but it has never been repealed. And this executive order, 11110, with silver under $30 right now. It's trading at $29.50. They're crashing us. This can save our country. So I hope Ron Paul gets this message, or Jesse Ventura, and they back our U.S. Treasury, the taxpayers, our money, not their
money. Dave, Ron Paul has written about that executive order. That issued, it was going to be $50 billion, but only $5 billion got out, of $5 bills that have the red stamp, their collector item, you can buy them for about $15. Well, since I've talked about them, they're like $50 I've seen them selling for. But there's limited circulation. They're Lincoln greenbacks that he reissued. He was going to start abolishing the Federal Reserve and taking the power of the purse back to the Congress. And they killed him. That was the main thing. That was the last straw. And Ron Paul does want to abolish the Fed. He said, let's audit it first, but he says, well, I want to get rid of it. And look, Herman Cain was not just on the board of directors of the Federal Reserve. I have Aaron coming up. I mean, I know all this stuff, but I like to always double check it before I say it to make sure I'm right. Because sometimes my memory, you know, like yesterday I was saying the EPA says melamine isn't bad for kids. And the guys couldn't find it. And they said, no, Alex, it's FDA. And I'm like, oh, of course, yeah, Food and Drug Administration says it's good for you. And my memory can twist things. Aaron went and pulled it. He was not only on the board of directors, he was the director of the second most powerful Federal Reserve branch bank. The New York Fed's the most powerful. The one he was part of is the second most powerful. I mean, Herman Cain is super insider. I mean, he is like Henry Kissinger minion level, head of all these big national associations. I mean, and he's slick, he's smart, and he's super bad news. And I heard, what's his name? Neil Bortz last week. They re-air him at night, locally, defending Herman Cain with his programs. People were like, Neil, we thought you were going to get rid of the income tax and then give us a sales tax. He was like, well, we've got to have them both together for a while. I mean, come on, folks. I've been telling you for 15 years. That's coming.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat costs has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A judge ruling, and that's in my stack I haven't gotten to yet. I've got to cover this, that you do not have the right to grow your own food on a farm or a garden or have a cow or drink the milk from your cow. It actually has a copy of the ruling. I checked this last night. It's true. The judge is saying you have no right to grow your own food, that, quote, the police power is over that. I mean, this government is completely out of control. We've also got a natural news article that just went up at InfoWars.com. CDC now calling U.S. households and demanding child immunization records as part of vaccine surveillance and tracking program. That's why you're seeing out in California, knock, knock. Hi, I'm here from the school. I'm coming in to vaccinate. Most people just go, my God, they got cops with them. Come in and shoot them up. It's all just total fraud. Like if cops showed up and said, let me give me your jewelry. I mean, it's just government. It's tyranny. People say, well, how can they do that? Because they're criminals. I mean, they've decided to do it. And you know, how did they take the veterans' death benefits? their life insurance policies from World War through to current. The government gave a secret waiver to the Big Ten insurance companies 12 years ago, and they did it. And then it came out in Bloomberg, and nobody's going to get in trouble. It's like the ATF now is confirmed shipping 2,000 guns directly to Sinaloa drug cartel to knock out their competition and gave Sinaloa authorization to ship in tens of tons. All confirmed. The feds admit it in court and just say, so what? The government are narcotics trafficking criminals at the top. They got a bunch of compartmentalized fools under them. So this is all making my head spin. We're going to go to Aaron here in just a minute. Guys, more and more of this is happening. I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, it's always worse than I can even tell you. That's what I mean. And because it is so complex, because there's so much of the corruption, I can see how average people just say, well, government says do it. It must be okay. And so they go out and do all this horrible stuff. We're going to look at Herman Cain in a minute, who's really going after Ron Paul right now. I'm going to break that down in a moment. First off, though, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They are running here for just a few more weeks, free shipping to anywhere in the United States on all of their products for a limited time. The unemployment, the depression, all the garbage. Everybody needs horrible foods. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take advantage of the free shipping online. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Or 800-409-5633. But you got to tell them Alex sent you to get the free shipping. So eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. That's one number you can call to get the special specifically. Or you can also call. It all goes to the same place. 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871, and tell them Alex sends you to take advantage of that. Lastly, Pure Water Freedom has a line of whole household filters. They remove fluoride and other toxins from every water source in your home. They've got tabletop, under the sink, whole house, handheld water filters. They got the whole nine. It's made in America. I know that's evil. PureWaterFreedom.com. Imagine being able to turn on your tap water and it turns into safe, clean drinking and bathing water. When was the last time you took fluoride-free shower? Turn your tap water into the best water, purewaterfreedom.com, today, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to go back to your calls after I talk to Aaron and get into some news. But I wanted to talk about Mr. Herman Cain. And we've got an article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. It's important to get out to people. We pretty much started the destruction of Rick Perry with his horrible record. I mean, it was too much for even neocon rhinos that he was Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, and then in 93, 94 supported Hillary Care. It was too much for people that he supported gun control. It was too much for people that he supported forced inoculations and handing 8,000 miles of roads over to foreign companies to turn existing roads into toll roads. It goes on and on. The sanctuary cities were the end of it, and the free tuition, you know, the in-state tuition that other Americans don't get for illegals, and that the majority of the jobs, 81%, were to immigrants, most of them illegals, 93%. That was too much. And, you know, this snake isn't dead politically yet. He's not completely dead, but he's damaged and floundering around. We know we've got him, and he looks totally freaked out and like the air was sucked out of him. Narcissists like that don't do well when they're attacked. Yeah, I love being attacked. It helps me because I know I'm in the right. Okay, people take my aggression and everything for narcissism. It's the opposite. This is savage hatred of tyranny and a lust for life and justice. That's what you see here. But somebody like Perry, I saw him on the news last night and again this morning. Boy, he looks like a zombie. He suddenly looks 20 years older. It looks like everything's been sucked out of him because he knows he's coming to the end of his road. Now, somebody else playing the sympathy card and all this garbage is Herman Cain, and we're going to get him too. And we're going to get Mitt Romney, because even if they cheat and don't let Ron Paul get in, we're still going to destroy their puppets. Just like we've destroyed Obama. He is a dead political duck up there rotting in front of everyone. Now, Herman Cain describes Ron Paul supporters' concerns as stupid. We actually have a video clip that Aaron has gotten together. We ought to add that up on the site. I remember seeing this a while back, where he says it's stupid to want to audit the private Federal Reserve. You know, Congress keeps asking where the trillions go, and you've seen Bernanke say, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Well, where did the trillions go? I'm not going to tell you. Now we know to foreign banks, to foreign individuals, to globalists, to Warren Buffett, to people like that. Now Herman Cain, who's been pushing for 15 years, which I learned 15 years ago, the Republican Party and the Federal Reserve and the Democratic Party were all involved in the fair tax movement. You want to get mad at me for being right? Sorry. And I've told you for 15 years, I learned about this a year into being on air and was promoting it, and a guy brought me documents and met me outside and said, Alex, this is a setup. They're going to keep the income tax. Here's the foundations promoting it. They're just going to change the name of the income tax to saying it's for Social Security only, like 10% or so. And then they'll give you a VAT and a sales tax on top of it and not get rid of it. And I went with that and was criticized for 15 years. Herman Cain has now come out and said, the plan is that we're going to have a 9% tax over here, a 9% over here, and a 9% over here. And we're going to keep the income tax. And I've heard Neil Bortz defending this. Mr. Fair Tax. I mean, I told you I'm right again, not because I'm smart, but because I research. Okay? I told you. And we're going to go into Herman Cain's real background here in a moment. I want you to get this audio, get this video you're watching and listening to, get this PrisonPlanet.tv archive, get out to everybody. Because we've got to now move into destroying Herman Cain and Mitt Romney. Like I told you, I don't spend much time on Obama, as bad as he is. He's been given dictatorial power, but he is politically destroyed now, so he flounders around. It's these new cats we got to worry about. Because people haven't figured them out yet. People can have this little hope they're going to save them. They haven't done the research on them. We've got cyanide tablets politically for them. We need to make sure they take their medicine. Okay? Given Perry his medicine, he ain't looking too good, is he? These egomaniacs don't look too good when they're burning up, burning down. So we're going to give Herman Cain his medicine. We're going to give Mitt Romney his medicine. Already given Obama and Rick Perry their medicine. And if that doesn't fully bring them down, we're going to give them more medicine. But right now, we've got to move on to those that haven't been given the first round of Patriot Truth, their real record, medicine. Are you going to help me give them their medicine? Let's give it to them. Fire at will. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here's some medicine for Herman Cain.
Some people say that we ought to audit the Federal Reserve. Here's what I do know. The Federal Reserve already has so many internal audits, it's ridiculous. I don't know why people think we're going to learn this great amount of information by auditing the Federal Reserve.
Oh.
Now, I no longer serve on the board of the Federal Reserve. I'm not being defensive of the Federal Reserve. In fact, some of the policies and some of the actions of the Federal Reserve today, I don't agree with. Because the attitude and the non-politicization of the Federal Reserve in the 90s when I served on it is totally different than what's going on today. But that's another matter. But people who say, well, we ought to audit the Federal Reserve because we don't know enough about it. Well, here's the advice I've given to people who are worried about an audit of the Federal Reserve. Call them up and ask them if you can stop by and have one of their PR people or one of their public relations people explain to you how the Federal Reserve operates. I think a lot of people are calling for this audit of the Federal Reserve because they don't know enough about it. There's no hidden secrets going on in the Federal Reserve to my knowledge. And I tell people, you know, we've got 12 Federal Reserve banks. You find out which district you're in. Call them up and go from there. We don't need to waste money with another commission or an audit that's not necessary.
Okay, and you can tell that was on the Neil Bortz program when he was filling in. Now, let's stop right there. I got to do a news piece on this the next few days showing where Congress can't find out where the money went. And when they did, they learned hundreds of millions went to MSNBC to have Rachel Maddow sit up there and demonize the Founding Fathers and Ron Paul. Now, here's the deal. When he was on there in the 1990s is when the Dark Lord himself was heading it up, and that, of course, is Alan Greenspan, who got rid of Glass-Steagall and allowed the creation of the 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion that they claim we owe, even though we never got any of that money. Okay? So, I mean, I have never heard such absolute bull, glad-handing garbage in my life. The only good thing about Herman Cain is no matter what audience he's in front of, he talks the same. With Obama, if he's in front of a bunch of white people, he'll get up there and go, "Hi, guys, good to see you here." It's like watching a black comedian do an imitation of a white person. Well, how you doing there? My name's Urkel. And then when he gets up in front of black folks, he's like, I'm Barack Obama. I like basketball. And we're going to do a special on that tonight. It's like Hillary Clinton in Kentucky goes from her Yankee accent to like, good to be here with you today. I mean, look, I don't just get off on hating on people. Herman Cain is a slick corporate salesman. And everybody's like, wow, he knows how to run private business. Let's get him in there. Well, he knows how to run the Federal Reserve. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve that we didn't have until 1913, 97 years ago. We need to get rid of it. We don't need a former Federal Reserve head of their second most powerful branch in control. Aaron Dykes, give us a report on this, and we'll document Cam over there where you're at as well, so people can see the articles you've got. Break down Lord Cain for us.
Look, as a politician, he's being sold as another phony outsider independent. Not true. He owes his whole career to the Skull and Bones Pillsbury cartel family. And that's not an independent business. That destroys independent business, contributes to bad health and all the rest of it.
And Pillsbury is total pimp level. They're right at the top.
But remember in 2008 presidential race, John McCain didn't have a pulse. He didn't even show up in the polls until Giuliani dropped out. Then suddenly he rose to prominence. They have these people waiting in the wings. Palin's waiting in the wings. People like Herman Cain are waiting in the wings if they can't sell Perry and the rest of them. Now, Herman Cain himself started at the Department of the Navy, then worked for the...
By the way, that's where they get their top minions, is out of the Navy, and they sheep dip them into intelligence from that. That's a big point right there.
That's right. Then he worked for the Coca-Cola Company as a business analyst.
Totally selected.
Then, starting in 1977, he joined Pillsbury, rising to vice president in the early 80s. Then they moved him to Burger King, a Pillsbury subsidiary. That's healthy for black people. Then, well, everyone, of course, but I mean, you know, the perception. Then he became CEO of Godfather's Pizza, also a Pillsbury company. Then Pillsbury sold off their interest. There was mergers. There's inside baseball and that. The point is, he rose to business prominence through the Pillsbury cartel, who are established founding members of the Skull and Bones.
So in our research, they're right up there at the top. Now, getting to the big point, though. He wasn't just on the board of a regional Fed. He was the director. Tell him that.
Yeah, first he was deputy director, then he was actual director for a total of 5 years while he was simultaneously still Godfather Pizza CEO. So that's independent business for you, working for the Federal Reserve.
And again, tell him what branch he was the head of.
Yeah, at Kansas City. And you heard in the clip where he says, just call him up, go down there, ask him what they're doing. They almost had me arrested for filming, not even on their property, from, you know, like you say, 100 yards away at that park.
You're more than 100 yards.
Yeah. The Kansas City.
They come over with hands on their guns. And you said, we're not doing anything. I said, go or we're going to, you know.
Yeah, so call them up.
And then, even though it was on the news, the newspaper quoted the Federal Reserve as saying they didn't do that. Remember that? They were just implied, we don't do that. We didn't
do
that.
Yeah, but those security officers who almost posed as police.
You should have, you know, I told you guys not to get arrested, but you should have just gotten arrested and sued them like Dew's doing now.
Yeah, it makes sense. But they admitted they got the phone.
The problem is they had their hands on their guns. They probably would. I mean, God knows these people. I mean, they're just like, well, you're a half mile away. Get out of here. First, show me your ID. Well, okay, I don't have to, but here it is. All right, get out of the area. We're in a city park, and they're just like, guns.
Yeah,
we have guns.
World War One memorial.
But Herman Cain's like, just call them up. They're your friend.
They admitted they got a call from the Federal Reserve there, the security for the World War One memorial, public park. That's why they came over. But. Yeah, a little more on Pillsbury. Their most important director who managed their business, Frederick T. Gates, he went on from Pillsbury to lead the Rockefeller Foundation and make them the monster they were with all the education and the rest.
Pillsbury's right at the top.
Yeah, and they're totally 100% in bed with the Skull and Bones. There's all kinds of important politicians who branch out from their family line. It's a total cartel, Alex. And Herman Cain represents them. That's how he rose to prominence.
Well, what about the fact that he wants us to have a sales tax? And he's like, we've got to pay our debts. I mean, we've got to pull up those clips. We don't owe this stuff, Herman Cain. He's a Federal Reserve pimp in there, just like you know, all of these mainline Republicans. He is in there wanting us to go, okay, more taxes so they can give it to themselves in banker bailouts. And he's like, just call them up. They'll tell you everything.
And you've heard him in the debates and in other statements. He's pro-torture. They asked him, would he end the wars? Would he bring the troops home? Well, I can't answer that, but I would listen to the advisors. In other words, the same Council on Foreign Relations advisors that he already serves. The same circle.
I mean, he's horrible. He's absolutely horrible.
There's another puppet waiting in the wings.
You know, I take it back. I say he's not as bad as a Mitt Romney, who supports carbon taxes and gun grabs and wrote the Obama thing. They're all the same.
It's an empty suit. They'll rotate in whoever they could sell. If they can't sell Perry, which they've already failed on, they can't sell Romney. They have Kane, Palin, others as well. So,
but there's one guy, though, they say we can't have. He can't win.
No, he can't win.
He's the guy that wants to get rid of the place Herman Cain was the boss at.
He can't win because the Federal Reserve parasite's sucking everything out. That's obviously probably the number one issue.
Ron Paul's the only one that will actually point at the giant goblin in the room.
Yeah, and I believe two debates back, they asked the question about the Federal Reserve. They asked everyone except Ron Paul what they would do to abolish the Fed.
Well, look, we got to get busy exposing Herman Cain. We got to get busy exposing his stupid fair tax garbage. And the people are like, what, you like the income tax? No. No, no, get rid of it and nothing new. We got all these other taxes on top of it. Heard of tariffs? China's got them doing pretty good, aren't they?
But the worst thing is they're selling him as an independent alternative just because he hasn't been in political puppet office yet.
And they're a bunch of, he's been in the real office of the real government. The ones that hijack is the private Federal Reserve. Good job, Aaron. We'll be back. Stay with us. Richard Reeves.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
By the way, this story is out of no National Animal Identification system.org, and I went and checked it. The original document can be seen. I went and read it on the court document. Wisconsin judge, state judge, has said that you're not allowed to have your own garden. You're not allowed to have your own cow, your own milk, or not allowed to pay somebody to keep a cow for milk, and that you do not have a fundamental right, and that the state scope of police power is above you. I'm going to be covering that tonight. We got something really special for you on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. There's also the InfoWars Insider. That is a free email that we send out, videos, articles, multiple times weekly, but always officially Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up, it's at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just put your email in there. I will tell you, though, it causes us real havoc when people are lazy when they want to delete the email. They just hit the spam button instead of delete. That causes some problems. But, hey, whatever. C'est la vie. Point is that we need to have direct contact with people, and if you want that with us, no matter what happens or what comes up in the future, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the show, but more importantly, sign up there at that email at InfoWars Insider. I'll do 5 minutes of overdrive here, as I tend to always do now, to finish up with calls, because I at least want to get to who's been holding the longest, Bill and Gary and Otter, maybe Joel, we'll see. But briefly, joining us via Skype from about 50 yards away, we're testing Skype out for when I go on the road, is Richard Reeves. And Richard's a real Ron Paul expert, been a Ron Paul delegate, knocked on thousands of doors, eats, sleeps, and drinks it. And he kind of disagrees. He's saying Ron Paul will probably not run as a libertarian if he loses the primary. And tell us why, Richard Reeves.
Well, thanks, Alex. I'm here broadcasting from the decentralized mobile command center. And no, I don't think Ron Paul will bail out, because there's a very important battle going on with the delegate battle that's going to be underlying and underneath the actual primary elections. We're going to have to monitor and watch for the news stories that go unreported. We're going to have to be digging to find out, for example, when we had the New Hampshire primary. Okay, yeah, fine. We're going to look at the official so-called black box voting results, but more importantly,
exit polls.
For this battle, we're going to have to find out what precisely happened in those all important precinct conventions in New Hampshire.
Okay, but look, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. He can probably win, especially if we believe in him. He's in third place. We're destroying the other candidates right now, for the record. I'm just saying, if he loses in the primary, I understand trying to build the party, have libertarians and patriots take over the Republican Party. I get that. That's what Campaign for Liberty is doing. I understand Ron Paul sees himself as part of a larger battle, not the whole war himself. But it's all coming down right now. And I think he could run as a libertarian and state all this openly and tell people to go into the Republican Party or Democratic Party and stay in this key election and in those debates while everything's melting down. I think it can be a bifurcated pincer attack here, Richard.
Well, I think that option in 2014, 2016 is probably more viable option, potentially upcoming elections. But in this election, it's just too important, because if we go third party early, then that means that patriots aren't voting in primaries for their county commissioners, for their U.S. House members, for their state legislative members. These races in these primaries are so important in firing these long-term incumbents, both on the Republican side, mainly on the Republican side, and also on Democrat side. Ron Paul knows that this whole race is way bigger than just...
All right, stay there. We're doing 5 more minutes at least. We'll finish up on that and a few calls on the other side. Overdrive coming up. See you back tomorrow, live 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN.